Just one halakha in the laws of Irusin. Halakha says that before a couple gets married, so there is berachot Irusin. The beracha asher kedeshanu b'mesotav v'sivanu al arayot v'asalanu et arusot, etc. The question is, which category does this beracha fall under? The Ben Ish Chai writes, interestingly, that this is birkat hanehenin. He says that just like a person cannot be neheneh, benefit from something from this world without making a beracha, like he makes a shakol before he drinks, or a berachat perot, so too, you cannot be neheneh from the kala until you make the beracha. So he calls it berkat nehenin. Although the mefarshim all question this Ben Ish Chai, because even after you make the berkat erusin, you're still not allowed to have an afrma until you have the Shiva Berachot, until you have the Chuppah. So it's difficult to understand the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. The Rosh, the Benu Asher, he says that Birkat Erusin is Birkat HaShevach. That just like we have Berachot like Shehayanu, or the different Berachot that we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the different things that he creates in the world, so that the fact that he made such a concept that we can get married and have a wife, so we're giving a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, HaRambam clearly writes that Birkat Irusin is a Birkat HaMitzvah. Just like we make Berachot before we put on Talit and Tefillin, and just like we make Berachot before we shake Lulav, before we sit in the Sukkah, it's a Mitzvah to get married. It's part of the Mitzvah of, let's say, Peru Urvu. So therefore he holds it's Birkat HaMitzvah. And that's really the way we understand it as well. Why? What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is like this. If it's Birkat HaMitzvah, really the Hatan is supposed to make it. When we put on our talit, somebody else makes the Beracha, or we make the Beracha? We make the Beracha. Really the Hatan should make the Beracha, it's his Mitzvah. Why doesn't the Hatan make the Mitzvah? The Hachamim didn't want to embarrass Hatanim that maybe don't know how to say this Beracha. It's not the Ta'atif Yisisit, it's a whole long Beracha. Sometimes even the rabbis make mistakes when they say this Beracha. So, because you can, the Hatanim that are not so fluent, they're going to make a mistake on the night of the wedding, that they don't want to embarrass them in public. So they put them in the Beracha on the Misadir. However, the Misadir Kiddushin must tell the Hatan to have Kavanah. This Beracha is for you. You're supposed to be making it, so you have to listen closely. You cannot answer Baruch Baruch Shemo. You have to answer Amen to the Beracha. That's the first thing. And it's also customary to tell the Kala as well. Even though you really don't have to tell the Kala because it's not her mitzvah. But Hakam Avadiyah says it's better to tell the Kala also to have Kavanah to be Yotze. Beracha that we make a Gefen. That's the first Beracha of the Erusin. Whatever a Gefen. The question is, when you make that Birkat HaGefen, does the Misader have to drink from that Gefen? Well, really, according to the strict halakha, this Gefen is not needed. There was no takana originally to use a cup for the Irusin. The original takana of Gefen is for the Nisu'in. So therefore, this Gefen is considered a regular Birkot HaNe'enin. It's a regular Beracha of Ne'enin. It's not a Birkat HaMitzvah. There's no Mitzvah of Gefen in the Irusin. And therefore, is it possible, can I say Borei Pri HaGefen and give it somebody else to drink? Of course not. A Birkat HaNe'enin, you have to drink yourself. The only problem is, if you're going to drink from the kos, so you pogam the kos. Because once you put your mouth to the kos, already the kos is tainted. Now you're going to give it to the Hatan to drink, you already spoiled it already. So the custom is that after the Hakam makes Gefen, and then he says, Kadesh Amo Yisrael, Ayideh Chupah V'Kedushin, he tilts the cup a little, so a little of the wine falls on his hand. That's what Hakam Baruch Alam Hashem used to do. He used to tilt it a little, and it goes like this, so he drinks it. So he didn't ruin the cup by putting his mouth to it, and then he gives it to the Kala. However, Rambam writes that if a Misadir Kedushin does not taste from the wine in the Birchot Erusin, the beracha that he made on Gefen is beracha lebatala. Therefore, it's incumbent upon at least the chachamim who are doing these things to know exactly how to do it. Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael.